We're on. Okay. Daf Chaf Hey. Here we go. Okay, so again, Beth Hashem, tomorrow night I hope to be here. Beth Hashem, the change, I will be here tomorrow night at 8:30 to 10. Beth Hashem, we will do the next tomorrow's daf and Friday's daf. Beth Hashem, Shabbos, Menachem, we'll do the next couple of daf. And again, starting, you'll see already, today, Daf Chaf Hey starts the second half of the Masechta. I mean, the Chaf Hey till now, Lulav Agad, a couple dafim on the midst of Yeshiva Basuka, that's Chaf Hey now for the next four blots. Then you get into Lulav Agazel, then Lulav Arava, and then that's... We have a few more lines. We get to the next Mishnah. We finish the structure of Sukkah. We get into the mitzvahs of Sukkah. But first, let's finish up. Okay, so the Gemara has just been talking about that if you have a wavy, shaky Sukkah, the walls are shaky, so then we say that it is possible, it's no good. So now we have another Tashma. Six lines up from the bottom. Tashma, Ilan HaMeisach Ala Aretz. If you have a tree that's a wide tree, that its branches lean over on the ground. So now you've created an area underneath the tree, and the tree leans over on the ground, and the branches are hanging over, and the ends of the branches, there's at least 10 tefachim up inside. So you have a whole area inside. But the ends of the branches hang over, and they're within 3 tefachim of the ground. So it's as if you have walls around you. Says the Gemara, Im ein nofel gavo min ha'aretz shlosha tefachim, if the branches are not overhanging the ground, they're within 3 tefachim, metaltel taktav, then he can be metaltel in that whole area underneath. So again, ask the Gemara, amai, haka'azel va'asi. The whole tree moves around. How are those good mechitzas? So Gemara answered, no, hasam nami, da'avale behutza v'dafna. Again, no, you tied it down somehow, and you wove it in with the other branches, and that's why it's not a problem. Ihachi, netalte bekule. If that's true, that it's such a structured mechitza, why can't you be metaltel in the entire area under the tree? Why is there any limitation? Alama, why? Amar Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, why do we have... What Rav Huna Bar Yeshua said, "Ein metaltel bo ela beis asayim." Why do we have a limitation that you're only allowed to be metaltel in it the size of a beis asayim, the size which is the size of the chatzar of the Mishkan? Question mark. But we know there is an Isser Durabanan. Usually, we learn this in Maseches Eruvin, that if you have a very large area, as large as the size of the chatzar of the Mishkan, then even if it has walls around it, there's an Isser Durabanan to carry something in that area. Why? Because it's very wide. If it was lo hukaf ladira, if it wasn't made to live in, if it was made to live in, if it was done to reside in, then it doesn't matter how big it is, right? If you have a humongous house, then it doesn't matter how big it is, you could still carry in there. But if it wasn't made to be a asuladira, then you can. So ask the Gemara, this is a huge area. Let's say it's based on, why should there be a limit of base of Siam? You obviously made this ladira, right? You tied it down in order to be under there. So why should you have a limitation of how much you could carry under there? Says the Gemara, no, because there's another limitation. Even if it's made to ladira, but... Says the Gemara, Mishum Tavi Dir Shetashmisha La'avir. Chol Dir Shetashmisha La'avir, Metazel Bo'al Sasayim. Says the Gemara, you have to remember another cloud we learned in Masechet Eruvin. And that is, even if it's made to reside in, but if the whole residence is only there for the outside, for example, let's say, why are you going to live under this tree? Obviously, because maybe it's a guard booth to guard the orchards surrounding. So it's not really there to live in, it's there to guard what's around it. It is what the Gemara calls Tashmisha La'avir. It's Tashmish is really for the air on the outside. So in that case also, we would have a limitation of Beis HaSayim, because that's not a true Ra'ui made Ladira. Okay, Tashma, another Kasha, on the principle of if things wave, then it's a problematic Mechitza. Shavas betel shu gavo asara, if somebody did their Shvisa on Erev Shabbos, as we mentioned, there's something called Tchum Shabbos, and that is, if I'm all alone, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the desert, I could walk 4 amos in all directions, and besides carry something 4 amos, and there is something called Tchum Shabbos, that there's 2,000 amos beyond, that I'm allowed to walk up until there, and that's it. If I'm in a city, so then my 2,000 amos only start from outside that city. The entire city is considered Dalat Amos. So let's say, Shabbos Betel Shugabo Asara. Let's say I created my shvisa on Erev Shabbos on a mound that is 10 tefachim high, behume arba amos ad beis asayim, and it is somewhere in the area of 4 amos to beis asayim, because if it's less than 4 amos, Rashi points out, then everybody has 2,000 amos. So it has to be at least 4 amos. So then we're going to talk about you have 4 amos, 2,000 from outside of this area. Or you have a ditch that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 amos wide up at the base of Sayim. Or, and this is the one that's important for us, let's say you're in a field with big, tall grass and you cut an area in the middle for you to live in. So this big, tall grass is your machitzas. The Gemara says, Mahalechetz kula v'chutz l'alpayim amah. So you could walk that whole inner area, and then 2,000 amos beyond. Afa got the cause of asi. But again, this big, tall grass is shaking. How can you call those machitzos? Again, the Gemara answers, Hasanami davalei b'chutz v'dafna. It must be that you tied it up, you wove in other branches, you made it hard, and therefore, you made it sturdy, and therefore it's not a problem. Period. Ad Khan, the discussion of Maseches Sukkah about the structure of the sukkah. Remember Daf Beis that we did a few weeks ago, actually 24 days ago, when we discussed why the Masechta first starts talking about the mitzvah of sukkah, and the rest of the Masechta talks about the mitzvah of Dalit. Well, we're going to finish up the discussion of sukkah because the next four vod are about the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah. Then the second half is about the Dalit Minim. So remember that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak we mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is always Meshabeach in Bnei Yisrael, and we're Meshabeach in Him. So in the Torah Shebich Bal Peh, Torah Shebal Peh, which we wrote, so we first talk about the Sukkah, which talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us, and then the Dalaminim, which is our great mitzvahs. While in the Torah, if you look at the end of Parshas Emor, Perach of Gimel, first it says, V'kachta l'chem b'yam rishon free etzad ha'kabo samarim, etc. And then, Basukah Seishu Shivas Yamin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the Dalaminim first, because that's our Shevach, that we go out, running, holding our mitzvahs. So again, here, we're getting, you know, within the second part, not of the discussion of the structure of the Sukkah, but of the mitzvah of Sukkah. Interestingly, we start off by the people who are putter from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Right? We don't have, as you might have expected, the first Mishnah to be, Daf Chav Zayin, how many sudas you have to eat in the Sukkah, or we have on Daf Chav Chesam Abeis, you should make your Sukkah Keva and your house Arai. Those are defining the mitzvah. Yet, for certain reasons, interesting to think about, we start off with the Peturim. Similar question is asked of the Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Talmud Torah by telling us who's Pater from Talmud Torah. Then a few halachas later, he gets into who's Chayav in Talmud Torah. Yeah. Shouldn't this have been the beginning of the second parak? Why did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put the Mishnayos that we just had in the second parak? And why didn't he put that in the first parak?
Right.
I'm not sure. Okay, and you can't blame this one on the prakim like Tanakh, right? When it didn't have a Jewish origin. Okay, says the Mishnah, Shluchei mitzvah b'turim ha'sukkah. People sent to do a mitzvah. People on their way to do a mitzvah are pater from sukkah. This is even more, Rashi explains, but it's based on the concept of osik b'mitzvah pater ben mitzvah. It's even more than that. But it's a shluchei mitzvah. But this is based on the principle, once you're involved in one mitzvah, so then you're putting from doing another mitzvah. Rashi and Tosas both here say, even when you're resting at night, you're not doing the mitzvah. Right? You're going to do a mitzvah, but you're resting at night. Even b'shas chanayoson, you are still putter from doing the mitzvah. What are shluchei mitzvah? What are some examples of shluchei mitzvah? Much talked about Rashi. Rashi says, three examples. Holchei b'derech mitzvah, kigon, Lilmo Torah, you going to learn? Going to a shir? Ulahachbil pnei rabo, velifto shibuyim, to redeem captives. Let's talk about the first one for a little bit. Right, Lilmo Torah. So again, this is something that we discussed, if you remember, last Shavuos. Just for a little bit to refresh our memories, 2 minutes. And that is, there's a principle of osi b'mitzvah patur ben mitzvah, but if you look in many places in Shas, learning Torah is not part of that principle. If you say Oseh b'Torah patur ben mitzvah, you'll never do any mitzvahs. Right? You know what? Tarasa umnaso? Even Tarasa umnaso has to do some mitzvahs. Even Rav Shurba Yechai. Okay, we mentioned on Shabbos. He didn't eat Shalosh Shudas, maybe. But he learned for Shalosh Shudas. But Kemat, other mitzvahs, Rav Shurba Yechai, even there. So you never say Osek Batara Patar Ben Mitzvahs. So generally, that is what is assumed. So what do you do with this Rashi? Or what do you do, and this is what we discussed then, what do you do with the Rambam? Because the Rambam Menuchas Ishus writes, talking about marriage, puravu, v'im haya osek b'torah, v'taradba, v'haya misyare milisa isha, k'deisha lo yishrach b'mizonos v'yadvatal min ha'torah, hareze mutar l'hisacher. You could delay getting married. Why? Sheha osek b'mitzvah patar min ha'mitzvah. The kol shekein b'talmud Torah. Not only is it a problem, but he says kol shekein b'talmud Torah. So all the achronim get into the action. You know, what exactly is the pshat of this Rambam? And why does he seem to say Ozi Mitzvah Padar Mitzvah? So some say, we mentioned that Ozi Mitzvah Padar Mitzvah doesn't apply, it applies to Torah. If you would go do the other mitzvah, you wouldn't be able to come back to do the original mitzvah the same way. Right? So here, the Rambam is telling you, if a person is not going to be able to learn as well afterwards, unless he puts in the time now, and if he puts in the time well now and he makes himself stronger, then he will be able to afterwards. So then, maybe that's why the Rambam said this is an exception. And there are other answers given. But just one I like to mention, the last one that we mentioned then, from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. Rav Lichtenstein writes in the Sefer Kavod HaRav, He says, based on a Yerushalmi, which seems to say it beferish, and that is, no, really, me'ikir hadin, osik b'mitzvah, patar min mitzvah, applies to Talmud Torah. Osik b'Torah, patar min mitzvah. That's true, against the Me'iri, who says beferish not. But osik b'Torah, patar min mitzvah has a requirement. It has to be defined as full, complete, perfect, pure Torah. Osik b'Torah, patar min mitzvah. Pure Torah is defined as lomo namanas lasos. If your Torah isn't pristine, if your Torah has a pagam in it, then you're not being osik b'Torah. So most of the time, you have to stop learning to do the mitzvah, because if you don't, that's a reflection that your Torah is problematic, and that your Torah is faulty. She'ekroni din osik b'mitzvah patar min mitzvah ne'emar ap yachad l'talmud Torah. Ela k'deisha ha-Torah hanolmedes tiftar hi'chayevas lasos ofi misuyam v'hushati almanas lasos. Etc. You do say it by Talmud Torah. And therefore, in most cases, you have to stop. Because if you don't stop, that's a pagam in the reflection of what your learning is. But sometimes, not stopping does not reflect badly about your Torah. For example, waiting to get married for a year or two. So not that in that case, you know what the Rambam says then? Because that's not a reflection that you're not lomo namanas lasos. That's because you want to do more lima now. And you want to get yourself grounded. Going, or he quotes, a Maharachar Zaruah. The Maharachar Zaruah quotes that the Bachurim HaHolchim Lomo Torah, the boys in yeshiva, Pturim Mikol HaMitzvos, calls Manshem Beis Rabbam. So he pointed out not to Paskin like this, but at least what's the message? When the boys in yeshiva, you don't have to do other mitzvos. What's the message of this Maharachar Zaruah? So what does Rav Aaron say? Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said, no, the Pshat is because maybe at certain times of life, we have to put in more to the Torah in order to establish it. And that's not a violation, because we do say Osik B'Torah Patar Min HaMitzvah. Only later on, maybe Bachurim and Yeshiva, they have to develop now. This is the time for them to push themselves. But then he says, maybe with this we understand our Rashi. Because what does our Rashi say? Going to learn Torah, you say Patar Min HaSukkah. Is it possible to say that actual learning you have to stop, but going to learn you don't have to stop? According to this, maybe yeah. When you're actually learning, so you have to stop to show that it's lomo namanas lasos. If you're not learning yet, so then not stopping doesn't reflect poorly on your learning, because you're not learning yet. So that's how holchei lilmod could be even, not stronger, but just different. Not stopping by holchei lilmod is not as much of a problem as stopping when you are actually learning itself. Okay, so that is that. There is another pshat I saw in the Rashi. How could going be stronger than learning? Because maybe when you're learning already, then you're ready to mekayim your mitzvah. You're ready to do your chiyuv to learn a little bit every day. So your chiyuv is finished, so now you have to go stop. If you haven't learned yet, you're going to learn, so you haven't done anything yet. So you have to go learn a little bit, but then that's a problem, because we know we have a chiyuv to learn every second. There's no just okay, there's a minimum, but there's a chiyuv to learn every second of our free time. Okay, so that is a discussion on the Rashi. Okay, that's the first line of the Mishnah. As you'll see, the next couple of blot, you could spend a couple minutes on every line. It says the next line of the Mishnah, Cholenu misham sheyen peturim min ha-sukkah. A chole and those who service the chole are pater from sukkah. Pater from sukkah. Those who the chole needs are pater from sukkah. 3, ochlin v'shosin arai. We'll get to tomorrow. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to say, we're not talking here about a chole sheish bo sakana. That obviously, even a chole sheein bo sakana. I remember when a number of years ago, when my grandfather, Olav HaShalom, used to come to our house for Sukkos. So I remember one Sukkos, he was freezing. He was freezing. We weren't cold. He was an elderly man. He was free, so he couldn't eat in the Sukkah. So we all ate inside. We ate kazais. We ate it because for him, for Alf Kavod, he was the patriarch, and he was eating inside. Cholam Shem Shayin. Cholam Shem Shayin. Yeah. Little kids. So is that what? If they can't eat outside, do they affect your? They have a thing of a chola. Chole in Hilchos Shabbos, the other halacha is a small child. But the child can stay inside. Child is not kovedik. You know, he's not worried about his kovet. He's potter, right? He's potter. Okay, Oakland. Could he make you go in? Right? I don't think so. Oakland, the shosin arai chutz l'sukkah. Number 3, you're allowed to eat and drink arai, snacking outside the sukkah. So tomorrow's daf, we'll discuss what exactly that is. But again, some of our parshim say it's based on teishu kein taduru. You'll eat your real meals at home, but you'll snack outside the house. Right? So too, you can snack outside the sukkah, whatever snacking entails. Minani mili, what's the source for osteik b'mitzvah patar ben mitzvah? So we're about to quote two sources, but even before that, ask the Pnei Yeshua. Out of all the mitzvahs that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi could have told us this idea of Osik B'Mitzvah Patar Min HaMitzvah by, why does he pick Sukkah? Out of all that, he could have told us any mitzvah, oh, is it mitzvah, but a mitzvah. Dafka sukkah is zoche, to be the one that we learn this, okay, we're going to try to figure out where it is in the Torah that we learned this from. But why does Rebbe pick sukkah to be the one? That's the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. He gives a couple of answers. One answer, he says, is the Onir Elise. No, but the Chiddush is, because by sukkah, you're not just not doing a mitzvah, but you're doing something kumvaaseh that is problematic. You're eating outside a sukkah. You're not just missing the chance to do a mitzvah. You're being ochel chutz l'sukkah. That's a chiddush. You're violating, so to speak, the kumbah say. That's why maybe he says it by sukkah. That it's not just missing a mitzvah, but even if it means that you are going to violate, so to speak, the kumbah say. That's one answer given. He says, or, he says maybe, a second answer, the ode, nobody knows that you're being osip a mitzvah. They just say you're eating outside the sukkah. Nobody knows your story. So you might have said, Misha Marisayan, at least you should have to eat in the sukkah. Still, you are putter, and it is not a problem. He gives other answers there, but that will suffice with two. So what's the source in the Torah for osip a mitzvah? Minani mili. It says in Kriya Shema that you have to say Kriya Shema when you are sitting at home. When you're sitting in your house. That excludes when you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah. You don't have to say Kriya Shema when you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah. Only when you are. Continuing the pasuk. And when you're on your way, excluding a chasan, that a chasan does not have to say Kriya Shema when the night he gets married. Mikan Amru, we'll talk about more in a minute, the Gemara is going to elaborate. Mikan Amru, based on this we say, Hakonis is a Pesula Pater, if a man is marrying a Pesula, he's going to marry for the first time, then he is Pater from saying Kriya Shema, Veslaman Achayev, but he's marrying a widow who is not a Pesula anymore, so then he is Chayev because he doesn't have as much on his mind, in terms of Tirta. My Mashwas, the Gemara is going to elaborate, what is this talking about? So Amr, Afuna Kaderech, how do you know from the Psukim to exclude Chasan? Because it says, V'latacha Vaderech, when you're on your way, Maderech Rashus. Just like derech is usually your derech means a regular stama trip, not obligatory at all. Just like derech means rishus, of course rishus. So too, any time that you're involved in dvarim shel rishus, that's when you have to do mitzvahs. Lafuke haidem mitzvah asuk, excluding this chasan who is involved in a mitzvah. He's involved in beilas mitzvah. Again, this touches on the issue of what's a mitzvah, kiddushin, puravu, nisuin. But that's the lashon here is to the mitzvah asuk. He's involved in the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, one second. Milo askinin tekazal advar mitzvah, v'kalamar achmana likri. All the Torah says, v'latcha v'derech. So how do you know you're not going to do a mitzvah? V'derech. Maybe you want to do a mitzvah. How do you know it's stam derech, rishus? Somewhere it says, no. Im kein, leimakra b'sheves uvaleches. It should have said, b'sheves v'derech. But what does it say? My b'shiftecha, b'lechtecha. It says, when you're going, b'lechaz yidach udu b'chayavis, ha-b'lechaz de mitzvah, patiris. So therefore, that is the makar for osip a mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. Yeah. So two limudim. So what do you need two limudim for? So Beryl asks Rashi's kasha. So Rashi says, why do you need two limudim? So says Rashi, in the first wide lines, even though, because if you only had the first one, you might have thought only if you're involved in a maisa hamitzvah does that pater. But the chasin is involved in a machshavas tirda that doesn't allow him to say Kriya Shema. So you wouldn't have known that's osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. That's why you need the second pasuk to teach me even a chasan is excluded, even just a machsheves tirda. Ihachi, the Gemara just finishes elaborating. Afilu kones esha almana. Oh, let's stop for a minute. Let's talk about period. We'll talk about that in a second. There's a famous machlokes here between Tosfos and the Ran about osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. What if it's possible to do the other mitzvah? Efshel l'kayim shneim. Right now you could do one mitzvah. But it's very possible for you to do both. So Tosfos says, of course you have to do both. Rov Rishonim says, of course you have to do both. What, you're going to tell me, says Tosfos, you're wearing tzitzis. So you're putter from all mitzvahs? You're wearing tzitzis and tefillin. No, I have a mezuzah in my house. I'm putter. No davening, no learning. It's crazy. Says Tosfos. The tema, middle of Tosfos, shluchei. Impossible. So you have to say, says Tosfos, that the case we're talking about here is that if they would go search for a sukkah, they wouldn't have been able to do the mitzvah. You have to say that was the mitzvah. Because if they could have gotten a sukkah, then you don't say, Osei b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. That is Shitas Tosfos. Last three lines of Tosfos. V'tzorach lomar, tzorach nami ayri b'chia gavna. Di mitra de b'kia mitzvah sukkah, havi mevat limi mitzvahs. That's Tosfos' zukimta of the Gemara. Yeah.
It's also partial that you can't do two things at once.
It's partial that you can't do two things at once.
What are you supposed to do?
But you can do, Tosfos says, even if you could stop and do the other one and come back to this one. You won't lose out. I'll go get a sukkah.
But that's also pashut, no?
What? Says the Ron, no. It's not going to be, and the Ritva is going to elaborate also. Says the Ron here, important Ran, on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and the Daf Yarif. Says the Ran, I'll read you his Lashon. Quoting Tosfos, he says, "V'lo nirali kain, the pashta b'milsha lo mashma kain." The Gemara doesn't mention it, any type of limitation. The nirali, the osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, afal pisha yachol kaim eshnehem. Even if you could do both. The osik b'mitzvah amrinan, v'lo mekayim mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah. If you're osik b'mitzvah, not if you're mekayim, even if you're just osik, you're not even being mekayim at this moment. Kol shehu osik b'malachto shel makom, lo chiyavto Torah, l'tshroach ulekayim mitzvah sacheros. And then he said, if there's no tircha at all, okay, might as well, it doesn't hurt to do it. But that is the Shita of the Ran. The Ritva might even go one step further, because he says it does hurt to do it. Says the Ritva, we'll talk about the Lamdas here in a minute, says the Ritva, he has it as a kasha. He says, what's the chiddush of osik pat mitzvah, patam mitzvah? If you're doing one mitzvah, obviously, you can only do one thing at one time. So he says, v'yeshlam, you know what the chiddush is? It's usur to do the second mitzvah. It's usur. It's a bizayin of the first mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. What are you stopping for? He says, "V'yishlam et ha'kamashla da'afilu boy la'haniach mitzvah zu la'asas mitzvah acheres gedola himena ein harashus biyado." You're not allowed to do that other mitzvah. Salkad adachamina kamash v'lo kibet the patamin ha'acheres harehi etzlo achshav kidvar shel rishus. Anything else in the world is not called a mitzvah. But asur lohaniach mitzvasu bebnei davar shel rishus ve'eino chashav porik atzmo mimena kishaparko alav machmas dvar mitzvah she'ein chiyav mitzvah alav ashiyagiyas manav rishon hakodemis. That is the Ritva, and again in lomdus terms in the achronish lashon is osik b'mitzvah a ptur, is an exemption, but if you could do it fine, or is it a hafkas a chiyav that there's hafkas the chiyav doesn't exist, the other mitzvahs don't exist. It's mamish that exactly you don't need the achronim for this. That's what the Ritva says. Everything thing turns into rishus right here yeah. Correct, even if the other mitzvah is more important. We're going to have makaris for that. Even if the other mitzvah you think is more important, you're not allowed to do it. That's the machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran, but the Ritva is also connected. Right. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Similar. Right, a mavirin is that you have to make sure that you don't put yourself in a position where you have to be maver. Sometimes we say you're a maver, right? You take out your tefillin shel rosh first by mistake, you put it down. What could you do? But that's a connected discussion. There is a discussion in the achronim. What about osik b'mitzvah d'rabbanan? Does that push away a mitzvah d'araisa? We talked about this a couple days ago, last week, based on Rashi's second example. L'hakbo p'nei rabo. Isn't that a drabanan? Chayv lachem pei rabo beregel. Isn't that a drabanan? Remember we discussed that. We had the emek bracha. What? The emek bracha says the chiyav when you go is a drabanan, but once you're there is a daraisa. It's chiyav of talmud torah daraisa. Right. That was the Malor Rome's kasha and the emek bracha's answer. Right. The emek bracha said you're being kai daraisa. But what about lu yitzuya? Let's say it would only be a drabanan. Let's say it was purely drabanan. Does that pater? So it might depend. It might depend on these issues. How much is it a ptur? How much is it a hafka? Okay. Let's continue. It says the Gemara, I hachi, first words on the line. If it's true that a chasson is patur from the other mitzvah, so why is it limited to psula? Why not? Why also not also amana? So Gemara says, no, konis is a psula lo tarid, konis amana lo tarid. No, by a psula, that's when he has more in his mind. By an amana, he's less tirta. He asked the Gemara, what do you mean? Anytime you have tirtas in your mind, you're patur from mitzvahs? What happens if you just lost $1 billion? Let's say your boat goes down in the ocean. You're also pretty tarred. Hachanami depater. You're going to tell me you're pater for mitzvahs? Because you're tarred? Obviously, it's not just tirda. V'chitema hachanami. And if you want to say, yeah, maybe it is true. That's not true. V'amar rabba barzabda. Amar rab avel chayy. Be called bizzal marzmatara. An avel, who's also somewhat tarred, right, is chayv in all mitzvahs. Not an onain, an avel. After kvura. Right, he's chayv in all mitzvahs. Chutz mitzvilin. Fine, tefillin is a special din. Shaharei namer ben pe'er. Right, tefillin is the glory, our glory. So we don't wear our, we're not glorified when we're avelim. Rachman al islam. But we're an avel chayv in all mitzvahs. So what do you mean, tirda? Tirda doesn't work. So Gemara says, no, there's a big difference between your boat going down and the issue of the tirda of a chasen. Ha chatar tirda the mitzvah. By a chasen, you're being tarred in the tirda of a mitzvah. Hasan tarit tirda the rishus. If you're just a stam tirda the rishus, so then you have a chiyuv to get over it in order to be able to do the mitzvah. But what is this saying? Avelus, what is the Gemara's mashma? Avelus is a tirda the rishus. Avelus is a mitzvah, but the tirda of avelus seems to be a tirda the rishus. According to right, everybody paskins avelus is a mitzvah. Three way machlokas. How much of avelus is a mitzvah? Bali Tosfos all over, a number of places say that all Avelos is Darabanan. The Rambam Paskin's Yom Rishon. Rambam Rif Paskin Yom Rishon is Daraisa, and there's a Rav Haigon, I think one of the Gonim said that all 7 days is Daraisa, based on the Paskin Vayechi. It says the brother sat Shiva for Yaakov. So the Mepharshim talk about it. If they sat Shiva, how could it only 1 day be Daraisa? He spoke about that in the past. But anyways, that's the, but look at this Rashi. Hasam Torah to the Rishus. What does Rashi say? Three lines from the bottom. Sha'afal pishu chayev linhoga velus shon ila rechidza v'sicha laharus kvod meso, even though he has a chiyav to go through certain actions of an avel, eino chayev lehitzta'er. The mitzvah isn't to be in pain. Again, so this is Rashi. Again, this does not fit so well into, that's something we're going to mention on Shabbos, but the Rav here mentions it, and that's what we mentioned in the past, and that is, many times there are, Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea that the Torah demands certain actions of us, but really, those actions are really a kiyum shebelev. They reflect, you know, what a person is supposed to feel inside. And for example, davening, you can say the words, but it's really a avodah shebelev. It has to be inside. Avelus, you could do a bunch of actions, ask the Rav. Again, we're going to talk about it on Shabbos, don't tell anybody. But, right, you could do avelus. He says if you go through all the motions of avelus, why can you have avelus on Yantif? You could sit on a low chair on Yantif, and you could not wash yourself on Yantif, and you could eat your matzah. And why can't there be avelus on Yantif? You could do all the actions aren't so serious. Says the Rav, no. It's because the actions of avelus are there to get a kiyum shebelev. Just like the Yantif, Simchas Yantif is a kiyum shebelev, and those are so serious each other. So that doesn't work so well with this Rashi. Because this Rashi, and the Rishi Mashiach Matzukah, he tries to work it out. But it sounds like from this line of the Gemara that the Tirda of Avelus is, what does Rashi say? You only have to do these actions. Eino chayav lehitzta'er. So there's got to be some middle ground. You have to work it out. But anyway, this is the Rashi to take note. Period. Right. There is no tirda by an almana. The Gemara says there is no tirda. It's not that there's a difference in the tirdas. There is no tirda there. The tirda of by a besula is a tirda de mitzvah, be'ilas mitzvah. Says the Gemara, four lines for the bottom. Yosik b'mitzvah, b'adam b'mitzvah, me'hocha nafka. So is osik b'mitzvah? We learn it out from this source from Kriya Shema. Me'hosam nafka. We have another source. The Tanya it says by Pesach Sheni. But here Nashim b'shoyim to me l'nevesh adam. The man who would tamei parshas b'haloscha. Osam Nashim mihayu. Who are those men? Who are those people that would tamei? Three possibilities. No, see, Aaron of Yosef, you did very basically. They were the ones who carried the Aaron of Yosef, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu had it at the beginning, but maybe he handed it off to some. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishal Bel Safan, Oskim Nadav Aviyu, or they were the ones who were involved in Nadav and Aviyu, so they were Tame, either way. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Imnosi Aaron Shah Yosef, Hayu Kfar Hayu Chol Litar. Mishal Bel Safan, Hayu Chol Litar. Rashi works out the dates. This happened much earlier. By the time Pesach Sheni came around in the second year, they were all tar from Mishal and Al Safan and Nadav and Aviyu and by Yosef, so they were all tar already. So it couldn't have been those people. Parenthetically, by the way, there are some mikoros that say that those it must have been a practice hundreds of years ago. I don't think Bizman is a practice that going to Kivron Shel Tzadikim, saying that Kivron Shel Tzadikim are not metame, and therefore even Kohanim are allowed to go there. Such a tzaddik, such a rebbe, such a gadol adar, it can't be that he creates tuma. No, Yosef Atzadik created tuma. Right, so that idea of Kibra and Shel Tzadikim not being Matame, obviously it's against everything, but this is one Gemara that it's against. Ella, but the third opinion of who were these people who were Tame? Oskim Meis Mitzvah Hayu. They were people who were Osing in the Meis Mitzvah. Meaning not Yosef, not another Nabi, or Meis Mitzvah. Shachal Shvi Shalom Yos Be'er Pesach. Their seventh day came out on, their seventh day of becoming Tar, came out on Erev Pesach. Meaning they got sprinkled today, they're going to be Tar tonight! Still, their tummy, it's not good enough. Shenemar v'lo yochol asa pesach b'yamahu. They couldn't do pesach on that day. B'yamahu in yochol asa salam achar yochol asa. They could have done it the next day. But what do you see from this whole story? They were metami themselves, even though they were going to miss the chance of doing the current pesach. Oseg b'mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah. What does Rashi here even say? Rashi says, if you look down in the Rashi, Tiberaskel Shechal, Rashi says, what do you see from here? Mitzvah kala habal yadcha. This was the question from before. Even a little mitzvah that comes to you, that pushes off a great mitzvah, meaning mace mitzvah, which the Gemara Rashi calls a mitzvah kala, which is somewhat unusual. But either way, mitzvah kala pushes off a big mitzvah. So says the who's that? Reb Lezer Meir Horowitz in the back of the Gemara. Why isn't this Rashi quoted more? Where should it be quoted? In Yonah the Yoma, we're in between. If the doctor tells somebody that if they fast on Tzom Gedalia, they're not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur, what do you do? You only can fast one day, you're not healthy enough. Rachman al-Tzai, what do you do? Right? Short-term view, long-term view of mitzvahs. We've discussed it in the past. Machlokas, they're discussing the Stechemed. Right now it's Tzom Gedalia, but it's a Durabana on Yom Kippur's in a week. Right? No, you look at right now. No, you got to take a wider view. Whoa, that's the discussion in the Chacham Tzvi and the Radvaz. If you're in jail, you get out one day, what do you take? You take Rosh Hashanah? Or do you take? No, you take now. Do you take the first thing you can? Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph of Igros Moshe about the tefillin case. If somebody's going to be quarantined in a hospital, Rachman al-Islan, and everything he takes into the hospital is going to have to be burned. So are you going to take your tefillin into the hospital? Right? All these shilas, do you take right now? I have a mitzvah. Right now in front of you. Or do you say, no, you got to look at the long term. So ask the Rav Meir Hurwitz, why don't they quote this Rashi? What does Rashi say? Right now! Right? Do the mitzvah kala. Don't worry about what happens later on. Either way, that's what he says. But exactly what Michael was referring to. Oh, I don't think many Dafyomi Shears had a Rav Meir Hurwitz, mentions Baruch Shekivanta. Baruch Hashem. Tzricha. So says the Gemara, back to the Kasha. So why do we need two makaris for Ozei B'mitzvah? One by Karan Pesach Sheni, and one by Kriyashman. So Tzricha. Diyash Mina Hasam, if you would have only had that one by Pesach Sheni, Mishud Dolom HaDachi Ezrach Yiv Pesach. There, maybe you would have thought, because when they were metaming themselves, the Chi of Karan Pesach didn't start yet. So that's where this chiyuv came first. But in the wedding case, Rashi explains the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema comes during the wedding. So maybe there comes similar at the same time. So tzricha, that's why you need the other makar also. If you would have only had the Kriyat Shema case, mishum de laika kares. Maybe there because there is no chiyuv kares in the mitzvah that you are disregarding. Aval hasan dika kares same alo tzricha, and therefore it has to mention both makaros. Period. Gufa, getting back to what we said before. Gufa, Amar Vada Barzada Amarav. Avel Chayiv B'chol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah. An Avel is Chayiv in all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs, except learning. He's not allowed to learn, but as I mentioned here, but the Mepharshim explain, except in Yoni Avelis. Chutz B'Tfilin, except for Tfilin. Avel does not put on Tfilin on the first day, as we'll see. Shari Nemer B'Henteir, because it calls them the glory. Midamar Achman Aleichaskel, since Hashem says to Yechazkel, He told Yechezkel to act like an Avel, except for Pe'erecha Chavish Alecha. But wear your tefillin. Pe'erecha, but don't wear your tefillin. Mashma, Atu Mechayeves, you wear your tefillin. Atu Demechayeves of Akuli Amapatiri. He told him to wear his tefillin to teach me that normal Avelim don't wear tefillin. V'hanimili b'yom Rishon, and this all only applies on Yom Rishon, the first day of Avelis. T'chsev achrisa kiyomar. This is why some Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rif, etc., say that Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa. The rest of what we call Shiva is Drabana, but Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa. But even the Rambam and the Rif only hold Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa if Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura are on the same day. If Yom HaMisa is one day, Yom HaKvura is the next day, so then that is only Avelis Drabanan. On right when Avelis starts. And there is a major machlokes. What about tefillin in that case? What happens many times is that the burial happens the halachic day after the Misa. Somebody dies the day and the burial is the next day. So let's say you get back before Shkia, do you put on tefillin or not? So most poskim say no. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Lam Ches, Sifta Zayin, and others say no. But there is a Chai Adam that quotes a Mari Tats that says yes. So you got to ask your local posek whether you're supposed to put on tefillin that day, maybe without a bracha. But that is an issue. Everybody agrees if it's Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura, you don't. But if the Yom HaKvura, just the Yom HaKvura, do you put on tefillin? So the Mishnah Berurah, The Mishnah Berurah says no. That's what he says. Okay. So that is an issue of tefillin. Right, an Avel is chayv in sukkah. He's chayv in all mitzvahs, but he's even chayv in sukkah. Someone says pshita. What's the chiddush of sukkah? He's chayv in all mitzvahs. So ma'od the tema whole of amarav brazada amarav mitzar padam in a sukkah. No, sukkah is the only mitzvah that has the patur of mitzayir by it. Right, so therefore you might have said hainami mitzayiru. He's also a mitzayir in Avel. Right, he's mitzayir. Kamash malan. No, kamash malan. The chiddush is hainami litzar de memela. The only time that you say there's a patur mitzayir is if mitzayir is memela. It comes, let's say, from sitting out in the sukkah. Abel hacha ihu duka mitzayir nafshe. But here he's doing it to himself. Iboy leli yisuve daite. He should get a hold of himself in order enough to be able to do the mitzvah. Again, fitting into what Rashi said on Amud Aleph. And Rashi again here says, chova alav liyashiv daito lemitzvah. He should get a hold of himself. Amazing line in the Rush. Explaining the Havamina of this Gemara. What was the Havamina that we would have put in Avel as Pater? The Rush says, gets into psychology here. Says the Rush, or at least sociology. Hi Nami Mitztarhu Yeshivas HaSukkah Yosem Yeshivas HaBayis. No, he does get more pain in the sukkah, more than sitting in the house. Why? Da Avel Chafetz Lios Misboded V'Yoshev B'makam Tsar V'Afela Kedei Lios Tarud B'Tsairo. Says the Rosh, and Avel wants to wallow in his own misery by himself. He doesn't want to be in a sukkah. He doesn't want to be outside. That's the Havamina. And therefore, that's what you would have thought. There's more mitzvah. Kamash Malan. No, Kamash Malan, not immediately. This Tsar still, it's not coming from the sukkah. It's coming from himself. Kamash Malan. The Taz doesn't like this Rush. The Taz quotes this Rush in Tafri Shemem and El Chasukah, and he says, what, he wants to be by himself? And if he's involved with other people, that the Tsar, so there shouldn't be any mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. What, when you go there, you're causing him more pain? No, come on, says the Taz. That's not. Okay, there is an idea of, he wants that, but not that he wishes he'd be there. Nobody would come. So that's where we believe Shiv is cathartic. We believe that it's we're helping the person. But then that is an important Rush, that line, and you can look in the Taz and Tufer. The Korban Asana quotes the Taz and Tufer. I in Taz v'ein dvar v'mechrachim. What do they does? They does think he says the Rush has what to stand on. That's an interesting discussion of the Rush and the Taz. Okay, I guess we'll stop here to Davin and Bez Hashem. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow Bez Hashem will be here 8:30. 8:30 we'll do the Daf Chavav. And 9:15 or so, we'll do Daf Chav Zayin. Again, amazing Daf coming up, all about the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukah, and Beis Hashem Shabbos's Daf is also great. Every Daf is great. Baruch Hashem.